بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بالسوق والناس كنفتيه، فمر بجد أسك ميت فتناوله فأخذ بأذنه ثم قال: أيكم يحب أن يكون هذا له بدرهم؟ فقالوا: ما نحب أن له بشيء وما نصنع به. ثم قال: أتحبون أنه لكم؟ قالوا: والله لو كان حيا كان عيبا، إنه أسك فكيف وهو ميت؟ فقال: فوالله لا الدنيا أهون على الله من هذا عليكم. رواه مسلم. So continuing the same chapter wherein Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought several verses of the Holy Quran and so many ahadith in which he explains the virtue of living a life of abstinence, zuhud. In other words, where a person's heart is not attached with the dunya in such a way that he becomes maghloob with dunya, with the love of dunya. He becomes consumed with the dunya. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought those ahadith which encourages us to suffice on little, that which is necessary. Many times we find in our own homes, if you go back home today, even a woman folk, if you look at our cupboards, whether it's the kitchen or the wardrobe, we have got so many items that we are never going to use. We just stockpiling them. We don't even use them. We're not even lending them to others. So all these things we have to give hisab for. Let us keep those things which are going to be of benefit to us, what is necessary. Yes, sometimes we have occasions we would require some type of utensils, no problem, some type of appliances. But we have so many things. Look at our cupboards, the amount of clothing we have. So many jackets and so many jerseys and so many kurtas and so many cloaks. We are just stockpiling them, whereas we've got people in our community who don't even have sufficient clothing to wear, they don't have sufficient food. And therefore, we should try and give them these extra items that we are not going to use. And therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi very strongly, in fact, in his whole life, he was an ascetic. And he lived such a life that his kurta also had patches. He sufficed on only one meal a day. So he showed practically also, like how Rasulullah lived, the Sahaba lived. Of course, I mentioned this very, very clearly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to remain in this world stressing our hands out to people and begging and not working, not earning a halal rozi. Yes, by all means, we should eat well, sleep well, enjoy our life, but let us not become consumed by dunya and we just hanker and hanker after this world, and we have long, long aspirations. So many people will amass wealth and they won't use a single cent from there. It goes to the heirs, they do the exact thing. Then it goes to their heirs, they do the exact thing. Nobody's even used that wealth. Use that wealth for your necessities, for your children, your grandchildren. And the main purpose of this dunya is preparing for the akhirat. So whatever Allah has given us, use it, utilize it so that we can secure our akhirat, we can secure our jannah, inshallah. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, was the Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by the marketplace, and Sahaba were around him, and they go past a little baby goat, the kid of a goat which was dead, and it had small ears. So the goat, the kid, is dead. It's got very small ears. Rasulullah picked it up with one of its ears, and then he asked the Sahaba, "Ayyukum yuhibbu an yakuna lahu hadha lahu bi dirhamin?" Who wishes to purchase this? Just for one dirham, like we see, just for one rand. Where are you going to buy a goat for one rand? But Sahaba said, "Ma nuhibbu annahu lana bijain." That we are not even, we do not like to take it for anything. In other words, it is worthless, it is useless. It's not going to be of any benefit to us. It's dead. We can't even eat its meat. Ears are small. Then Rabbi Rasulullah said, "Who wishes to take it for free?" Sahaba said, "Even if it was alive, it would still be a defected animal. A defective, there is a defect on it. It will be a defective animal. Innahu asakku. It has very, very small ears. Fakifa wa huwa mayyit. And now, since it is dead, who would like to even get it for free? Rasulullah SAW, after giving this example of this dead kid of a goat, small ears, is absolutely useless, there's no benefit whatsoever. Then he says, فَوَاللَّهِ أَلَّهِ قَسَمْ لَدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. This entire world is more insignificant in the sight of Allah than this goat, this kid is to you. Just as none of us who would want to get this animal for free, we'll just go pass by it because it is of no significance whatsoever. Like that, the dunya which Allah created, and we get caught up with the embellishments of this dunya, the glitter and the glamour of this dunya, like how Rasulullah mentioned, in the dunya, حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ. It seemed to be very juicy, very lush, attractive. So what happens? The person becomes absorbed in it. But in the eyes of Allah, the one who created the dunya, Allah himself, for him this dunya is absolutely insignificant. Like how in another hadith is mentioned, that if this dunya had to have even that amount of significance and worth of a wing of a mosquito, that much even, then Allah would not have given the disbelievers water to drink, not even a sip. But Allah feeds every person. In other words, the dunya has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has kept us in this world so that we may try our level best and endeavor and strive to prepare for the akhirah. That is our focus. And we have seen in the last few months the various trials and tribulations the ummah has gone through. But now we should make those firm decisions in our lives. Then let us now prepare for the akhirat. If I have extra money, surplus, let me share it with my Muslim brothers and sisters. If I got surplus, then even there are so many non-Muslims who are deserving. So even see to them. This is what the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW was. And inshallah, if we bring this in our life, and we remember, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُنُ أَبَقَى. Akhirat is better, it is everlasting, it is perpetual. We do not know how long we will live in this world. So therefore, amassing this, the riches of this world is not going to be of any benefit to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.